ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणारघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगणाललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते। तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। बिफोर आई बिगिन आई वॉन्ट यू टू नोट डाउन दैट आई हैव गॉट वेरी ब्यूटिफुल स्लाइड्स फोटोग्राफ्स टू शो यू। प्लीज रिमाइंड मी एट द एंड ऑफ माई लेक्चर सो दैट आई डोंट फॉरगेट टू शो यू द ब्यूटिफुल पिक्चर्स। सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू टॉक अबाउट कृष्णाज ब्यूटिफुल दान लीला एंड ऑल्सो कुसुम सरोवर लीला। Very wonderful festivals are there celebrated in Vrindavan Dham, which are not known or prevalent in Mumbai or Mumbai areas, because Braj Bhumi is very, very special and everything there is extremely extraordinary and special. In fact, each and every moment and each and every day is supposed to be a festival in Braj Bhumi. Braj Bhumi is the land of festivals, Mahotsava. Every day, some or other pastime Krishna is performed. And every day there is a festival. But as time is passing, the awareness, the consciousness, the knowledge is decreasing. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in fact, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Right from the beginning, when Sri Krishna performed his pastimes, and from that very time, Sri Krishna planned that these all should be preserved. So he told Vajranabh, his great grandson, that when I leave, I want you to renovate these holy places, preserve them. He instructed three things to him. He said, you identify the places of my pastimes, you demark them, you give them name to each place as per the pastime, you install deities and give them name also, and thus you preserve the forests and the water ponds of the holy places. So Vajranabh did great efforts and actually established in a very relatable manner the whole Braj Bhumi. Right from the beginning of Dauji at South Petal, all the way till north, till Kamevan and further, till Palwal, Talambasur Vadasthal, till that great length he established every single thing, installed deities, gave names to forests, he renovated the kundas, gave them beautiful names and settled them down and preserved them for all time to come. But as per Krishna's desire, with time all the holy places again disappear and again appear. Same thing happens with Mayapur also. So just about 500 years back, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, the Braj Bhumi was totally a forest. There was no demarcation, delineation or nomenclature, or nothing was there. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Bhugarbha Goswami and Lokanath Goswami, and when they were in Braj Bhumi, they were simply wandering from one forest to another. There was no deities or nothing. All deities were there, but they had been lost. What we call is Lupta. Lupta means unmanifest to the eyes of the material world. So, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself came and he renovated, he revealed holy places in Kamyavan, holy places in Nandagaon. He revealed the deities of Krishna, Yashoda, Nandagaon, Nanda Baba. He came to Govardhan area and he revealed Radha Kund and Shyam Kund by a beautiful pastime. Then he performed Govardhan Parikrama and so many beautiful things. And then when Radha Kund, Shyam Kund was revealed, he told Raghunath Das Goswami to renovate, to properly give it shape. And thus, by his grace, Raghunath Das Goswami could renovate Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. Then from there he went to Vrindavan and also revealed many places to the mortal eyes. So, what is important now to understand is the details of festivals that are not now performed. But in Braj Bhumi, in the ancient temple, still these festivals are performed very beautifully and nicely. So today what are we discussing is those 20 days which begin from Dana Parivartini Ekadashi, which is the Ekadashi before Vaman Dwadashi, which we just celebrated. On the Ekadashi before Vaman Dwadashi is called Dana Parivartini Ekadashi. And 20 days from that means including the Ekadashi, 20 days are those days where the Lord performed all his dana pastimes, all his pastimes of accepting donations, giving donations, and all varieties of dana lila were performed in these 20 days. So in Braj Bhumi, these 20 days are supposed to be days of giving donations, and all the donated items are to be offered to the Lord in a very systematic way. It is also explained in scriptures that once you give donations in these 20 days and those items of donation are offered to the Lord, there is a tremendous transformation that takes place in your body, mind and soul. And the Lord accepted donations in three different ways. Donations in Sattva Guna, a sattvic dan, that is by humility, by praying, by begging, by love. Second is dan taken in the mode of passion, rajasi dan, that means by doing arguments. It is said vada vivada purvak, that means creating argument back and forth. That is called in the Braj language nok jhok. Nok jhok means, I can't explain to you in English what is nok jhok. So that is the other way. And third way is tamasi, that means mode of ignorance. By fighting against the desire of the person who is giving. English, Hindi mein kaha gaya hat purvak, jhagad ke, jor jabardasti, against the desire of the person. Stealing by force. So these are the three kinds of donations which Krishna has taken. He has given all these kind of pastimes. And there are many places in Braj Bhumi. Of course, at every single place, Krishna has done this business. But there are some specific places which are his choicest places. The places of his choice, where he loved to do all these things. Where the things are very favorable for him. So one of the most favorite places is Sankhari Kor. Sankhari Kor is in Barsana. I will explain to you later what is the speciality of this place. Another is Dan Ghati. Dan Ghati is in Govardhan. By definition, ghati is a place where you can cross over Govardhan officially without making an offense. There are official pathways on which the gopis would traverse. They would walk and they would go across Govardhan. It's like a bridge, but we devotees don't climb on Govardhan, but Vrindavan Vasis, they climb. So second most favorite place is Dan Ghati. Third most favorite place is Gevarban. So another unique situation in Barsana Dham. Fourth one is Vrindavan. Fifth one is the way to Govardhan. Sixth one is Panghat, that means at the bank of a river or at the bank of a pond where they come to fill up their water. Specifically at the bank of Yamuna. And Braj Vitanami, that means in the deep forest of Braj Bhumi where nobody is watching. So these are 7-8 places where the Lord is performing this Dan Leela. Also, in this 20 days, the very second day, which is Bhadrapad Shukla Dwadashi, Vamana Mahadwadashi, Lord in the form of Vamandev also has taken Dan from Bali Maharaj. Very significantly, you can note, on the same day, Vamandev appeared. And actually, he did Chal Leela. Chal Leela means he actually cheated. And he came in small dwarf and then he expanded himself into three Vikram. And in two steps, he stole away everything that Bali Maharaj possessed and made him a beggar instantly. So that Maha Chal Leela, Maha Dan Leela took place on Vaman Dwadashi also. Now, what all items Krishna steals? I would like everybody to be muted and not disturb the flow of the class. So, Krishna steals milk, Krishna steals yogurt, Krishna steals buttermilk, and Krishna steals butter, the famous makhan chor. So, one of the important points here is explained that the first day of Dan Leela festival is Ekadashi. And Ekadashi, today also Ekadashi, I must mention this line, by performing upavas. That means not that we only give up food. Giving up particular food is only external, superficial aspect of upavas. The real meaning of upavas is upa and vas, staying near the Lord. Upa means near, vas means staying. By some or other, by whatever means, to make yourself favorable in situation to stay near the Lord by consciousness. By performing such upavas in true sense, the body, mind, words and karma become purified. That is why one has to perform Ekadashi Vrata very nicely. In the 20 days ceremony of Dan Leela Mahotsava, what we see is the Lord is all over in Vrindavan. See, these things are nowadays not discussed. No pujaris will tell you what is happening. But by the mercy of the Lord, somehow we come to know. I am also feeling myself very fortunate that without even desiring to know, these things come by all their own accord. And then I immediately pick up and make notes. So, there is something called as a special Shringar that is done in these 20 days. And that is called Mukut Kanchani Shringar. I'll explain to you. Mukut Kanchani means Vastra, that is applied to the waist. So Krishna wears Pritambar and Krishna wears Gatika Patka, that means the Uttariya Vastra. And very specific, please, you should note down this wonderful thing. In this way, these 20 days when Krishna is offered Mukut or a crown, you know, many times crowns are made of cloth, crowns are made of knots of cloth, and crowns are made of metal, and crowns are made of many jewels also. In Udupi, the crown is made of diamonds. So like that, Krishna also wears crown of Vaidurya Mani. So whether it is a crown of cloth, or crown of jewels, or crown of metal, in these 20 days, the crown is tied up extra with cloth. That means the mukut is tied up with cloth and the cloth is tied on the head. Why? What is the bhav? See, most important is the mood. Why it is done? So in these 20 days, Krishna is always climbing, stealing, and jumping, and running. So in these four activities, the mukut should not fall off. It should remain there only. That is why it is tied specifically. In these 20 days, Krishna is also, the deity of Krishna is offered choti, you know, the shikha. But in these 20 days, shikha is not offered. Very interesting reason why it's not offered. Because most of the times when Krishna is running after stealing, the gopis are running behind and holding the shikha and catching him. Sometimes. So, to make Krishna steal and run away, that is the bhav of the pujaris, you know, purohits. So what they do, they don't offer choti to the Lord. Choti shringar. So that when he is running away, he should not get caught by holding the choti. And there is something called as gwal bhog. That means before going to herding cows. In Vrindavan, when there are six offerings, each offering has one bhav. Morning is called bal bhog. Bal bhog means you get up in the morning and first eat sweets and then give darshan, mangal arti. Then there is shringar bhog, before shringar arti. Then there is gwal bhog. Gwal bhog means just before going to herding cows. Like in India, in Mumbai, we have 9:30 bhoga. 9:30 is a bhoga which is supposed to be just before going to cow herding. So what do they offer? They offer bundika laddu. They offer, just listen to these wonderful items. They offer saffron added beautiful basundi, kesariya basundi, and it is offered in handis, you know, two handis. Then milk is there, yogurt is there, saffron yogurt is there, then shrikhand is there, then saffron basundi is there, then malai basundi is there, gulab jamun is there, then two, three handis of chhach, that is buttermilk, is there, and along with that, khatta mitha dahi, that means, you know, namkeen, salty yogurt also is offered in big, big pots. And then they offer abhishek to shalajam shila, they do abhyangasthan, tilak, and they offer kishmish ka raita, that means the dry fruit raita. Then they offer five kinds of rice during this season. Maybe in one of these days you can offer these five kinds of rice. Pancha bhat, what is it? Meva bhat, that means rice with dry fruits. Second is dahi bhat, that means yogurt rice. Third is rai bhat, that means you have to give seasoning of mustard seeds to rice. Then fourth is interesting, shrikhand bhat, rice and shrikhand. And fifth is vadi bhat, that means you have to fry some vadis and offer in rice. Then, I don't know whether you know guja. Guja is a very typical Bredwasi sweet. So they offer guja, they offer peda barfi made of mawa. They offer dood pudi. I don't know, any of you have seen dood pudi, malai pudi it is called. It's an excellent item. Then keshar yukta basundi, jira, that means cumin added yogurt, and dry fruits fried in sweet, fried in ghee. Dry fruits fried in ghee. And then along with that, eight types of achar and fruits are offered to the Lord. Now, why these things are? Because, see, I told you that Krishna steals milk, Krishna steals yogurt, Krishna steals. So I will now tell one story to you, how Krishna steals milk. So you must have heard stories of stealing butter, but hardly you must have heard about stealing this one, meat. So one time Krishna, a small baby, he was in his gopi's house and he was drinking milk from her pot. And because of the sound, the gopi came to know. And the gopi came running and Krishna was drinking very, very, very fast, because he knew that sometime when you are stealing, you know, you may be caught. So he is drinking very fast, and as soon as he came, he saw her and he was drinking very fast and she was coming very fast to him to catch him, and suddenly Krishna filled the whole cheeks with milk and started looking at her. She is looking at him, Krishna is looking at her. She is looking at him, Krishna is looking at her. And suddenly Krishna offered a big milk pichkari on her face. She didn't expect that. Her full face was filled with milk and it went in her eyes. She was rubbing her eyes. By the time she got settled, Krishna had run away. So Gopi is saying, "Oh Krishna, you have stolen the milk and run away. But you have also stolen my mind with you. You will not come back. You will come back because you have stolen my mind also. So this is what the gopi is saying. Another time, Dahi, Krishna went to one gopi's house and you know, every time he is stealing. So that time the gopi thought, today I will not make him steal, I will just give him. So Krishna came, coward boys came, and the gopi said that today I will give you yogurt without any struggle. But I have one condition. I have hidden the yogurt in such a place that you need to go and find out and take it. That's the only condition. So they were very happy, right? So simple to find out. And what the gopi had done? Gopi had kept the pot of yogurt under her sitting area. That means we call it chowki. Na? Chowki means there is a sitting arrangement, sitting stool made of beth. Beth means bamboos, you know. Bamboo ka sitting place. That's called as chowki. And chowki has got vacuum inside. So she kept the pot of yogurt. She put chowki on that and she sat on that. And she said, go and search. So Krishna and coward boys were searching everywhere. They did not find any pot. But whenever they would come back to her telling that we didn't find, he would smell off the yogurt. Because you know, all the yogurt, milk, chaach and ghee, everything would smell of lotus in Vrindavan Dham. So when he would go away from gopis, he would not get the so much smell. But he would come back again to tell her that I did not find any yogurt, he would get that fragrance. So Krishna understood that the yogurt is just under her only. She is sitting on the yogurt. So Krishna said, okay, don't worry, I will do some trick. So he indicated to Madhu Mangal and company that please go to the Goshala and release all the calves. They were all tied up. So release all the calves. So they went and released the calf, and all the calves, they started drinking the milk from their mothers. And then Krishna came running. Gopi, Gopi, you see, here all the calves are freed and all the milk is getting overrun. So she instantly ran to save the milk. So by the time she ran, she reached Goshala, all the milk had been finished by the calves. And as soon as she left, Krishna lifted the chowki, found out the pot. All the boys came running, they ate the pot. And the gopi came running back. And Krishna said, see, you thought you were very intelligent. Huh? And you did some trick with us. You tricked with us. Had you given us the yogurt without this trick, you could have saved the milk. But because you thought you are smart and you tricked with us, you lost the yogurt also and you lost the milk also. So next time when we come, don't do any trick with us. Be straightforward, you know, be simple hearted. We are okay. Fine. Then one time Krishna, of course there are many stories of butter. Krishna was stealing butter every day in gopi's house. And the gopis were always trying to hide the pots, hang the pots in darkness, and so many tricks they did, but they were not successful somehow from preventing Krishna from stealing. So one day they thought that we will do some trick. So Krishna came to steal, and then the gopis were saying that we will do tricks in such a way that day we will keep all the pots hanging very low, very easily approachable. You don't have to climb on each other. Easily you can approach and eat. But we will hang them low and tie a bell to that. And in those days, you know, every item was chinmay. Chinmay means spiritually alive. So even the bell should speak. So gopis spoke to the bell that, see, all you bells, we are tying you to the pots. As soon as Krishna comes and eats, you have to ring very loudly. We will all go and hide in the bushes. And they all decided that, because you know always what happens, there are many people come. Krishna comes, Balaram comes, many coward boys come, and many gopis come to catch them. But because the fixing is not done, they don't know whom to catch, so they want to catch anybody who comes up, and everybody is just confused, and the boys run away. So this time they thought, okay, we will first do fixing only. Who will catch whom? We should decide it. So you have only one aim. I have to go and catch Madhu Mangal. other one will have to only go and catch Ujjwal, other one has to only go and catch Krishna, and one has to go only catch Balram. So there is no confusion, your target is clear. So there is no confusion, you can get the results very nicely. So they planned very well, and they thought we will go and hide in the bushes. They told the bell, you ring very loudly when Krishna eats, so we will all jump to our target and we will catch our target and we will catch him red handed and we will take him back to Yashoda. Because whenever we go to complain to Yashoda, Yashoda has only one statement: I don't believe that my son is stealing, because I fill him up to the neck with Padmagandha butter. He is unable to eat any more, that much I feed him. So I don't believe that he steals. But even if you say you are right, come with red-handed proof. Catch him red-handed with butter on his hand and his mouth. So today we will catch him red-handed and tell Mother Yashoda, see, you told us to catch him red-handed and bring him to you. We have brought him today with butter in the hand, butter on the mouth, everywhere. So they were very, very happy with their own plan. And they kept the room in very dark. They closed all the doors, all the windows, everything they closed. And then they hid themselves in the bushes. And then Krishna, Balaram, Madhumangal, Ujjwal, Subal, Sakha, all of them came, entered. They saw, oh, today all the butter pots are hanging low. So very nice. And they saw, they were about to eat. Krishna said, no, wait. I see some bells here. So he talked to the bell. Oh, Ghanti, what are you doing here? Said, they have told me to ring when you eat. Oh, really? But I request you, I'm your master. You should not ring when I eat. But she said, you only have made the maryada, that means regulation, that whenever you eat, we have to ring. And without me ringing, you don't eat. So how do I break your rule? He said, the rule is made by me only. Today I'm telling you, break the rule. Don't ring. Okay, fine. So then Krishna says, okay, coward boys, start eating. So they all went on many pots and they started eating, and the bells did not ring, because bells had the direction and instruction that when Krishna will eat, that time you catch. So then finally the Krishna saw everybody eating, and Krishna started eating. That means he put his hand and he put the butter from his hand in his mouth. As soon as he put the butter in the mouth, the bell started ringing, ring, and all the gopis came jumping and running, and they knew their target fixed up. They knew whom to catch, so they caught everybody. But you know, the coward boys are very smart. They overpowered the gopis, and they climbed on each other, and all the doors were closed, so they climbed on each other, opened the window on the top, and they just ran from window, jumped from there and started running one by one. It's like a fast forward movie. And finally Krishna, Balaram, all Subal, Ujjwal, Arjun, everybody ran away, climbing on each other. So quick, you know. And one boy got stuck. That is Madhumangal. Because his abdomen, his tummy was bigger than the width of the window. So the coward boys were pulling him from top, and the gopis were pulling him by legs down. And they could not pull him up from the window, and because of gravity force, the coward boys, coward girls, they pulled him down, and then he was a alone person found by the gopis. And now you see, you have lost all your targets, and only one target has been achieved. So everybody pounced on that target and started beating him with sticks and box and everything. And Madhumangal started crying, Krishna, Balaram, save me, these girls are beating me, Krishna, Balaram, save me. So Krishna, Balaram were already running, you know, they were running, and they heard the cries of Madhumangal. And Madhumangal thought, and Krishna thought, oh, he is the only Brahmin amongst us. We are all Vaishya family people. He is the Brahmin's son. We should not let him alone suffer like this. We should go and save him. So Krishna, Balaram and coward boys took U-turn. And they came back to the same house where they were stealing and they were running. And they said, Gopis, don't you understand? He is Brahmin boy. He is son of Sandipani Muni. You know, if he curses you, then what will happen? So immediately the Brahmin boy Madhumangal got some strength. He just, up till now crying helplessly, he just stood up, because he was supported by his friends. He just stood up and said, if I break my Brahmin thread and curse you, you will get married to old man who has already 7 co-wives. This is my curse. So they all fell at his feet. They said, no, please don't do this. We can't afford to marry an old man. Tell me what we should do for you. So Krishna, Balaram said, oh, Madhumangal, please tell them, what do you want to do? Mother Mangal said, nicely sat down and said, go and make laddus. And one condition is there. I want unlimited laddus, but not one person's laddu should match with others. All laddus should be different. I don't want doubling up, like you also made rava laddu and she also made rava laddu. No. I want each and every gopi to make different laddus. And that too in plenty of number. Go quickly. So to save themselves from the curse of insulting a Brahmin boy, they all went back home and they made a variety of laddus which were not matching with each other. And they brought him to Gahwarban at the banks of Gahwarkund, Radha Sarovar. They made him sit on the asan and they worshipped him. They did puja for him and they offered bhoga for laddus. And after getting good position, good respect and good laddus, he said, now I bless you that you will not get married with an old man having 7 co-wives, but you will get married with the person whom you love and your in your heart that person resides, that person you will get married with. Another time, the gopis thought that they will catch Krishna. The same trick they did, they caught Krishna. And actually they caught Krishna. And Krishna's hands already were dipped in butter and Krishna's lips were filled with butter. So they caught him and that was Prabhavati Gopi. Prabhavati Gopi is the wife of Upananda Maharaj. And she is elder than Yashoda. Upananda Maharaj is older than Nanda Maharaj. So Prabhavati will always go complaining to Mother Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda always would say, what is this? Every time you come to complain about my son and there is no proof, why don't you bring proof? So Prabhavati thought, this is a good idea. I will now take him red-handed. So she held his wrist very tight. And she started walking left, right, in great victorious mood. She thought, today I have achieved my success. Today I will go and show this boy to Mother Yashoda that he has stolen the butter. I have got a proof today. Every day you defeat me with argument. Today I have got bright red proof with you. So, you know, there are two parties of people, in girls also, in boys also. One party is troubled by Krishna, so they are very happy that Krishna is caught. And one party is pleased by them, one party is pleased by Krishna, so they are very unhappy that, oh, Krishna is caught today, why is he getting punished today? In boys, there are two parties. One party is always getting caught for stealing butter and getting beaten by the gopis, and Krishna runs away. And another party is who run away with Krishna. So those who run away with Krishna, they are very unhappy. Oh, our captain is today caught, you know, so sorry we feel. And the boys who get beaten up every day, they were very happy, good. Every day we get beaten up, today he'll get beaten up. So on the road, on both sides, both kind of gopis and both kind of gopas are standing. And Krishna is being dragged by a Prabhavati gopi. Left, right. So Krishna says, Gopi, oh Gopi, I am feeling so ashamed and shy. Everybody is laughing, clapping. I feel very ashamed. Can't you just cover me with your upper cloth? I am not going to run away. You are already having my hand in your hand. So please, at least to save me from shame, just cover me. So she said, oh, no problem. What is the problem? I can still cover. So she covered him. Now the scene is like this. Krishna's face is covered, but the hand is in the hand of Gopi. And again some distance they cross. And then Krishna says, oh Gopi, you see my wrist is such a soft way, soft thing, you know. It's like softer than butter and rose petals also. You are such a big hand you have got and such tightly you are. Look at my fingers, they are swollen because the blood supply is stopped. And because of that my fingers are swollen and painful and becoming blue. Why you are so cruel? Why don't you change my hand? Instead of right hand, you can hold left hand. You can change it. And then again, you can change right to left, left to right. So Prabhupada felt, yeah, this is also okay. Something wrong. But before he said this to Prabhupada Gopi, he had winked at the son of Prabhupada Gopi, who is also a Gopa friend, who is also going with Krishna to steal butter. So he indicated to him, come. And when he said this to his mother, to change my hand, she was in excitement. She's not going to stop there and very carefully change the hand and then what? She was in excitement. So in excitement, she wanted to change the hand. She left the hand. And what Krishna did suddenly, in such a blink of the eye, Krishna gave that boy's hand in Prabhavati's hand. And he put him under the veil and sat down and went behind and ran away. So now Prabhavati feels that, yes, I have changed the hand successfully. Now Krishna is okay. And I am going to now going to come near Nanda Bhavan and show him to Mother Yashoda. By the time this son of Prabhavati is under the veil, hand held by mother, left, right, there is Nanda Bhavan. Before that, Krishna runs from behind fast and goes home and says, Mother, Mother, I'm so tired and hungry. Please give me your breast milk. Please give me butter. So mother says, oh, my dear Krishna, oh, Shyam Sundar, oh, dear one, what has happened to you? Come, come. She immediately puts him to breast and then she feeds him breast milk and then she brings sweetmeats and butter and she said, please eat, my dear. You play so much, you get so tired, and please take rest. And she puts him to rest. And Krishna goes to sleep. And within few minutes, this whole procession comes. Oh, Yashoda! Oh, Yashoda! Where are you? You had told me to bring Krishna red-handed. Today I have caught him. Come, come. Yashoda is wondering, what happened to his Prabhavati? Has she gone mad? Krishna is in my house. He's sleeping. I just fed him. How can he be caught by her? So she's like very relaxed mood. Oh, really? Show me. Show me Krishna, who is in your hand. So she removes the veil and just pulls him in front, you know, because he's behind, na? So she pulls him in front. Here is he. And she says, oh, it's my son only. She slaps him. You rascal, how you come here? From where you came here? So mother, he said, I don't know. You hold my hand, so I hold your hand. And then after that, Krishna comes from behind. Mother, why there is so much noise? Who has come shouting over here? I was just sleeping, I got disturbed. So mother said, see, auntie says, Taiji says that you have stolen butter and she has caught you red-handed. What is this? So Taiji is completely confused. You know? When this happened, I caught Krishna red-handed. I was not blind, I was seeing him. I spoke to him, I put veil on him. He asked me to change his hand, I changed his hand. How this happened? So then she was ashamed, you know, because she thought she was victorious, she was ashamed. So she just left, put her head down and left. Krishna ran from home, caught her on the road and said, Gopi, don't do these tricks with me. I was telling you on the way, leave me. You will repent afterwards. Leave me. You didn't listen to me. Huh? Today, a little bit embarrassment I caused you. Tomorrow, I will do something else. Please remember. So this same thing happened next time also. And this time, Krishna didn't change the boy. Krishna just turned into that boy. In the hand only. Huh? And she presented to Yashoda. And Krishna never changed any hand or anything. And she presented to Krishna. That time that Krishna was the boy. The son of Prabhavati. Again Yashoda said, what is this? Second time you brought your son and you are saying Krishna is there. I'm very sorry, mother. I don't know what is happening to me. Am I getting crazy? And then she slaps the boy and takes the boy. Let's go home now. And she starts taking the boy home. On the road, after some distance, the boy turns into Krishna. And he says, see, I told you, don't take me to my mother. You will repent. This time, I became your son. Next time, I will become your husband. Please remember. Then you don't tell me. Don't do this trick with me. So like that, there are so many beautiful stories. One time Krishna was feeding butter in one gopi's house alone, you know. So gopi came and she saw Krishna is eating butter. Now his hand till elbow is in the butter pot. Both the hands. And he's eating. Now full enjoyment. So gopi said, see, I caught you today. So Krishna said, no, I'm not eating butter. But what you're talking, how shameless you are. Your both hands are filled in butter till the elbows. And you're saying, you did not eat butter? He said, yes, I'm telling you, I did not eat butter. He said, how? Please tell me. He said, see, when I was passing by your house, I saw a big lane of ants going in your house. Big, big ants. So I was worried. I felt something the ants are going to eat in your house. So I followed the trail of ants and I went inside your house and I saw the trail of ants was reaching the pot of butter, and the butter was so fragrant. And I know you girls are working so hard to create such high quality of butter. And I saw the, sure enough, the ants were climbing over the pot. And I saw, sure enough, the ants were entering in the pot. And I saw so many ants inside the butter pot, already in the butter. So I was feeling so sorry that your hard-earned butter is going to be wasted. So let me serve you. So I went inside and I started putting my hand and removing. But the ants were quite deep in the butter. So I had to put my hand deep in the butter. And I was taking one ant out. And the ant got alarmed that I was releasing them from the butter. So some of the ants climbed on my hand. And they started crawling on my hand. And many of them thought this is a way out of the butter. So they started climbing on the hand, both hands. And they climbed on my elbows, on the arms, on the shoulder, on the neck, on my cheeks, on my lips. And then when they came on my lips, I was feeling so titillation. Gudgudi ho rahi thi mujhe bahut. So I was not knowing what to do. But finally the titillation was unbearable. So I just put my hand and removed some of the ants. And when I removed some of the ant from my lips, some of the butter touched my lips. And what to do? My tongue out of my control, came out and licked that butter. But I did not eat butter. It is my tongue who is out of my control. So Gopi says, how smart you are. Huh? You are so tricky boy. Such a tricky boy. He says, see, I told you the truth. You want to believe or don't believe? Anyway, the butter comes on my lips, I will lick it. But I have not stolen your butter. Please understand. So like that, there is one nice Brijvasi poetry. I am too much impelled to read that poetry. Te kyahu kahu dekhori nand ko nandan, matuki jhatak ke patak gayo. That means, see, a gopi is telling other gopi, look at this son of Nanda, how naughty he is. He took the pot of my head and he stole it from my hand and smashed on the ground. Patak gayo. Makhan chor chor manalino. Along with the butter, he also stole my mind. Natajo lapatako satak gayo. That means he stole the butter, stole my mind and ran away also. Satak gayo. Marag rokat rahat khauran me. He has a habit of stopping us in the small narrow lanes. Nayan sayan de atak gayo. And by this way, he entangles our mind in him. Tansen Prabhu Madhuri Murti Rasa Gorasale Gatak Gayo. Tansen is writing this poetry. He says that his murti, his form, his vigraha is so filled of sweetness that along with that sweetness form, he also Gatak Gayo means he just drank all the milk that we had carried. So this is the Danlila, some of the Danlilas, and I will tell you more Danlilas now. We go to the place called Sankri Kaur. And Sankri Kaur is a place where the four mountains in Barsana, there are four mountains. Bhanugad, Dangad, Vilasgad and Mangad. They are the four heads of Brahma. And Barsana is specified by four things. Kaur, Khirak, Giri, Gahavar. Kaur means narrow lane. Khirak means water ponds. Giri means mountains. And Gahavar means Gahavarban. This Gahavarban is a special forest in whole of Brajbhumi, which is personally developed by Radharani herself. By her own hand, she has planted creepers, trees, small trees, bushes, greenery, every single thing is planted by her own hands. She has, gave water to the plants and maintained the plant nicely, taken care of the plants. So whole the forest of Gahavarban is developed by Radharani herself. And the word Gahavar means overwhelming emotion, the word to word meaning. And this forest is always filled with pastimes which is overwhelming with emotions, loving emotions. So there is one parvat called Vilasgad out of the four. And this is blue in color because this is favored by Krishna. And it is called Vishnu Parvat also. And other three are Brahmachal, that is Brahma Mountain. Of course, this is also Brahma Mountain only, but this is other three are little lighter in color, and other one is darker in color. Why? Because the black person always sits on that, so it has become black, and the fair lady sits on the opposite side, so that mountain has become golden white color, golden yellow color. So there are many beautiful pastimes, because you know when the mountains come together like this, you can see my hand, there's only a area or a small road, only one person can walk in one direction at one time. At one time, one person can walk in one direction only. No two person can walk together in one direction, or no two person can walk in opposite direction. There is no possibility only. Only one person can go in one direction at one time. And from that place, one side is Barsana township, other side is the village. So the gopis would come from other side with pots to go from there to Mathura and other places. And Krishna is coming from Nandagaon side. So he comes and stops there. And you know, there's no other way. They can't go walk like this on a slopes like that. So they will be stopped by Krishna. So Krishna is now hiding in that Sankri. Sankri means narrow. Sankri, core. Narrow, lane. Or Sankri, gali. That means narrow gali. So Krishna is hiding in the bushes, and Radharani is coming. So they all jumped on them and stole all the pots of yogurt by force, that is tamoguni, and milk, ghee, yogurt, everything they stole. And the gopis said that, see, you have made the precious yogurt fall on the ground by stealing. You know, when you steal, things don't just come as it is to you. Some of them get spilled over, fall down, some matkas get broken, and remaining comes to your hand. So they say that so much of butter and yogurt and everything you have spoiled already by making it fall down, and some of them you have stolen. See, the stolen yogurt, we can put it again. We can put the milk again into incubation and make it into dahi. But along with that, you have stolen our mind also, our heart also. How would we get that back from you? That's what they are saying. दही जो गिरायो सो तो फिर हूँ जमाई ले हैं मन कहाँ पहने दान हेतु जो न लेनो है वट एवर माइंड यू आर स्टोलन व्हाट वी डू विद दैट अनदर टाइम मनमोहन मुकुंदा इज स्टैंडिंग एट सांकरी कोर ब्लॉकिंग द पाथ थ्रोइंग सी टू द पोएट्री थ्रोइंग द स्टोन ऑफ हिज स्वीट स्माइल लाइक अ स्टोन ही इज थ्रोइंग द स्टोन ऑफ हिज स्वीट स्माइल अपॉन राधा एंड व्हाट इज हैपनिंग टू हर She is feeling very shy, and because of that she is covering her face with her veil, and she is seeing Krishna at the border of the covered veil. So Krishna and his team completely surrounds the gopis, Radha, and then by lovingly, forcingly, they steal the yogurt from her. So Krishna is sometimes requesting, sometimes begging, and sometimes stealing. That means sattva, raja and tama. All three kinds of tricks he uses various times. So there is a prayer of Sankri Kaur to this place. Very beautiful prayer. We must chant this prayer together. You can keep yourself mute, but chant with me. Dadhi bhajana shirshasta, dadhi bhajana shirshasta, gopikaha krishna runditaha, gopikaha कृष्ण रुंधिताः तासाम गमागमौ स्थानौ तासाम गमागमौ स्थानौ ताभ्याम नित्यं नमश्चरेत ताभ्याम नित्यं नमश्चरेत वेरी सिंपल वर्स गोपीज आर कमिंग विद पॉट्स ऑफ योगर्ट दधि भाजना शीर्षास्ताः दैट मींस द पॉट्स कैरिंग दधि आर होल्डिंग ऑन द हेड ऑफ द गोपीज Krishna Runditaha, that means Krishna is stopping. Rundita means blocking their path. Krishna is blocking their path. And on this road, Tasam Gama Gamau Sano, on this place, in this place, the gopis are always coming up and down with the pots on the head. I offer my pranams, Tabhyam Nityam Namaschare. I offer my pranams constantly to this place, where gopis are always coming with their pots on their head, up and down. So these mountains are Brahma himself. So when gopis come and Krishna comes and have pastimes, Brahma is melting in ecstasy. Why Brahma actually did tapasya for 1 lakh 20,000 years, simply for the purpose of watching the loving pastimes of the gopis and Krishna and getting their mercy by having their dust of lotus feet on his head. So when this was happening, Krishna would always feel ecstasy, and Brahma also would feel extraordinary ecstasy. So this is the situation. Now, on Vaman Ekadashi day, the very first day of Dhan Leela, there is something called as Chutiya Bandhan Leela that takes place there. And on the Vaman Dwadashi and Trayodashi day, they have Matki Fort Leela. Today also, why this is supposed to be the most famous place of Dhan Leela? Because today also, these Leelas are performed by drama over there on the same place. That is why these places are most famous place. Now the story goes like this. One day, Krishna came. Krishna came and that day gopis also came. Krishna stopped them and without any arguments, gopis said, "Oh yes, today we will give you our yogurt. But our yogurt is very precious today and you have to bring some cups, leaf cups." So Krishna and Gopas started looking up in the sky, whether the sun has come on from east side or west side. Suraj aaj purab se aaya ki paschim se aaya hai, so jhagda nahi, kuch nahi, bina jhagde ke yogurt mil raha hai, dahi mil raha hai, chalo koi baat nahi, we'll go and bring leaf cups. So they went to Dhoni Kund, and in Dhoni Kund, and in many places, of course, Dhoni Kund, then in Per Kadamba, and in the Vrindavan forest, many Kadamba trees, they develop leaves in the form of cups only. One time the Kadamba trees had a meeting that every time Krishna comes and plucks our leaves and then he has to make the cups on his own and then he has to eat his lunch. So much effort is there. Why not we produce the leaf cups ready-made on the tree? So all the trees agreed and said, okay, today onwards we'll create only cups. So Dhoni Kund had many Kadamba trees even of late. I had some leaf cups stored with me also in the past. So they went to the tree and they climbed up the tree and they were very busy and happy to pluck the cups so that today we will get yogurt without any arguments. And what happened was, when they were busy plucking the leaf cups, the gopis went behind them and their, you know, shikha, long hanging shikha, was hanging from their heads. So they caught up the shikhas, they tied the shikhas to the branches of the tree, some shikhas to each other, some shikhas to the branches, some shikhas to the main trunk, and they just blocked them. And they didn't know what happened. And when they got the cups in the hand and they wanted to come down, they couldn't just come down because they were stuck. So as usual, when they go in difficulty, what they do? "Krishna, Balaram, save us, save us. Hare, we have our shikhas tied up. We don't know how to release the shikhas. The gopis have come and tied our shikhas. Please save us." So that is Chutiya Bandhan Leela. Chutiya Bandhan Leela means the chotis of all the gopas were tied up by gopis. Now what do they expect? Whenever they, when rains were coming from Indra, "Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhav," what was happening? Krishna would come and save them. When Arishtasur came, Krishna came and saved them. And Keshi came, Krishna came and saved them. So they're expecting that Krishna Balaram will come and release them. But in response, they got reply, "How, what to do? Madhu Mangal, Ujjwal, please save me. Balaram is saying, Krishna is saying, oh Arjuna, oh Subala, please save me. My chuti also is blocked." That means, Radhana Swami was telling us a story at Sankhalikor. And he, at the spot of Sankhalikor, he told the story up to this point that cowherd boys were shouting Krishna Balaram and Krishna Balaram were replying, "Please save me, please save me." And he asked me, "So tell me, what is the reason Krishna Balaram are helpless over here? Everywhere they in Vrindavan, they, as soon as they are called, they come and save the Brajvasis. Why here they are helpless?" So I said, "Maharaj, I don't know." So okay, let's climb down of Sankhalikor and go to a platform and we'll sit down there and discuss. So we all one by one got down Sankhalikor, went to the Barsana side, village side, and sat down on a flat platform on the ground, on the plain level. And he said, "Everywhere Krishna is very powerful. So whenever they call him, he comes, Balaram comes, and they say, go call Bal. But in Barsana, they are overwhelmed by the power of love of Radharani. So they become helpless here. They are not helpless anywhere, but in Barsana, in front of the love of gopis and Radharani, they become helpless. So they are unable to save or help their coward boys. So then what happened? They see their savior only is in difficulty. Who will save them? So their savior says, Radharani, forgive us, please forgive us. He said, yes, every day you come and cheat us. Every day you come and steal our butter. We are not going to leave you today. So they say, okay, whatever you say, tell us, we will do whatever you say. Sure, are you ready? Yes. So Radharani said, Lalita said, that tomorrow your chieftain, captain, Krishna will become Radharani. He will dress up as Radharani, he will put chunri, and he will make the best of yogurt at his home and bring on his head from Mandgaon. All the coward boys, Madhumangala, Arjun, Toshal, everybody should become gopi, dress up as gopi, wear lenga and pariya, and put beautiful yogurt, beautiful ghee, beautiful milk, beautiful chas on their head in matka, and come from Nandgaon side. And my queen, Radharani, and all of us gopis will become coward boys. And we will wear turban, we'll wear dhoti and kurta and patka, and we will bring sticks in our hand, and we will stop you the way you stop us. And then we will break Krishna's pot, and we will feed Radharani with the yogurt from your pot. Agreed? Are you ready? He said, yes, whatever you say, we are ready. So then they release their chutiya and they say, okay, go now. So next day, this is chutiya bandhan lila. And next day, what happens is matki fod lila. Huh? Next day, there are many lilas, of course, many, many multiple lilas. But next day, then Krishna comes as Radharani from Nandgaon side. Radharani comes from Barsana side as Krishna, wearing peacock feather. And then they, all the gopis, that is boys, come. And they are stopped by the girls, and there is an argument, and then Radharani takes the stick and breaks Krishna's pot and eats it. That is Matki Fod Lila. Another times, when Krishna comes there, they argue. Now see the argument. Huh? They stop Radharani and gopis, and they said, please give us the tax. Every day I know you beautiful girls are walking from my area, and from my area you carry butter, yogurt, everything, and you go and sell in Mathura and you make money. You owe me some tax because you are using my area to go through. You are trespassing my area. Radharani, Lalita, Radharani is very shy lady. She can't argue so much. Lalita is very strong. So Lalita says, how this is your area? This is not your area. This is Vrishbhanu Maharaja's area. This is Vrishbhanu Maharaja's kingdom. And because our Radharani's father, Vrishbhanu Maharaj, is very friendly with your father, Nanda Maharaj, your Nanda Maharaj had no kingdom, no Rajya, no governing area. So out of love and friendship, my father offered some of the land to your father, along with Rajdanda, royal insignia. That is why your father could get the position of a king. And now, with this borrowed wealth and borrowed kingdom, you are trying to overpower us. You are a person who has given, received donation from my father's side. And you are today acting very smart here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Lalita is very strong and arguing that you are telling this is your land. You are a thief. You are coming in our house and stealing our things regularly. Where would you wash these sins? Let's see the discussion now. Very important discussion. Those people who go to others' area and steal things from their house, they are great sinners. And Mother Yashoda is fair in color, Nanda Baba is fair in color, Even Balram is fair in color, Rohini Maya is fair in color, you are only black in color. Why? Because you have stolen so many things from others' houses. With this great sin of stealing, you have become black in color. Oh Krishna, where would you wash your sins? Such a big burden of sins, where would you wash this? Now see, what Krishna is saying. Gopis are saying, we don't see you anytime chanting the holy name. We don't see you taking bath in holy places, holy rivers. We don't see you giving donations to Brahmins. We don't see you doing any sadhana, any bhajan. So how would you ever release you of this so much of sin burden? Now see what Krishna is answering. Huh? It's a very joking answer, but very serious answer. Krishna is saying, there is no dharmatma like me. You will not find dharmatma, mahatma like me in the three worlds. And no one can do sadhana like I do. Listen carefully what I do. If there is there any higher holy place than Gauraj-Ganga? Is there any other higher place? Tell me. Gauraj-Ganga means the collection of the dust of the cows, lotus feet. Then Krishna is quoting from Brahmavaivarta Puran. Krishna is quoting from Brahmavaivarta Puran that it says all the demigods reside in the cow. The cow is the highest of all tirthas. All the tirthas are at the lotus feet of the cow. And Lakshmi Devi, Sakshat, the wife of Vishnu, resides in the cow dung which comes out of the body of cow. One who puts tilak with Goraja, that means something called Goraja. You know what is Goraja? When the cows walk in the dust, there is a gap between the hoof of the cow. There is some gap in between. And a lot of dust goes and sticks there. So when the cows are walking all the day, there is a lot of dust that sticks in between the gap, and the cows come home. Then the Brijvasis bring the cows home, and then they take the feet of the cow on their lap and take out all that dust which is stuck in the hoof. That is called as Gauraja. That also is also flying in the sky after touching the hoof of the calf. One minute, huh? Just give me a minute, huh? Krishna. So, all of you should now meditate on that thing that when the cows are walking, there's a gap in the hoof, and in the hoof the dust is stuck, and that dust is collected by the Brijvasis, and it's supposed to be the most powerful dust of all dusts. And whenever there's an important work for which they go, that time they apply tilak of this Goraja on their forehead. To attain Vijay. Huh? So Krishna is telling, one who puts tilak of Goraja, he is supposed to have taken darshan of all the tirthas. And we are talking about bhajan. I am always chanting Surubhi, Nandini, Mrilangini, Tilakini, Kali, Dhori, Dhumar. I am always chanting the names of the cows. Is it not the biggest bhajan of life? Which bhajan can match this bhajan that I am doing every day? So then Raja is saying, that is over already. Then another discussion comes up. Raja is saying, the whole Braj belongs to my father. Out of love, he gave to some part of it to your father. Now we are suffering from the mistake that we have done. The reactions on the mistake are making us suffer. You come home and steal everything. Now Krishna is saying what? When your father and mother and my father and mother decided to marry you with me, with that connection, all the Braj Bhumi, they gave us in dowry. So now you think that it is your land, but you may not know your father has donated all this land to my father and me. Now I am the owner. So you keep arguing with me that this is your land, but you are walking and trespassing in my land. So this is Sakri Kaur, and okay, we will chant one mantra. Have you already chanted? We chanted one mantra. Then there is another place called Dan Ghati. Dan Ghati is a place where I told you that there is a official path to cross over the bridge, Govardhan. So there is something called as Dan Ghati and something called as Dan Nivartan Kunda. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, let's see now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he is talking to Srinivas Acharya. And what he is saying, Aho Srinivasa, Ehi Dhana Ghati Sthana, Rasikendra Krishna Etha Sadhe Gavya Dana, Ekhane Sri Chaitanya Shongera Biprere, Jigyashin Dana Prasangadi Dhire Dhire. What he is saying, Oh Srinivas, this is Dan Ghati Sthana. Rasikendra, the king of Rasikas, Krishna, he achieved Gavya Dana, that means dood, dahi, ghee, butter, everything, Gavya Dana. He, Sade means he achieved. Ekhane Sri Chaitanya Shongera Biprere, with Brahman Association, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Jigyashen, that means he inquired about the Dana Prasangadi Dhire Dhire, very beautifully inquired, what are the pastimes of Dana took place over here. Now these beautiful pastimes are recorded by Rupa Goswami in Dana Keli Kaumudi and in Dana Keli Chintamani of Raghunath Das Goswami. These beautiful narrations are there recorded. So one time Nanda Baba was performing a very beautiful yagya in the middle of Govardhan. And then what happened? Gopis came to know that Nanda Baba is doing very beautiful yagya. So we must offer our ghee, milk, yogurt and milk products to Nanda Baba so that it can be offered in the fire sacrifice. So they gathered their whatever beautiful material they had, put it in the pot, put on the head and they came running over Dan Ghati. Madhumangal and Subal came to know that the gopis are running with the pots. They informed Krishna. Krishna said, this is the right time to go and steal butter and yogurt from them. So they stopped them at Dan Ghati. Dan Ghati comes from Barsana on the way to Mathura. This side they went, that side they were coming. They stopped them. So they said, where are you going? So we are going to your father's yagya. Said, we don't know. You are walking in our area. This is our area. Please give us tax. For each limb of your body, you have brought your beautiful face here. You have brought your two beautiful arms here. You have brought your beautiful 20 nails over here. You have brought your sesame bud-like nose over here. You have brought your pearl-like teeth over here. So all those valuable things you have brought to our area. For each limb, for each pearl-like teeth, for each nose that you have to pay taxes to us. So they are discussing, Navir Baba, we want to go to offer. No, you have to first give us tax. So they are discussing now what tax to be given. So you decide the price, please. Please decide the price. It should be a fair price. It should not be unjust price. So please decide the price. So they are not discussing, deciding, only arguing. And the gopis are in a hurry. They are saying this, Hare, please you decide the amount of tax that you want and let us go. So then they are able to convince. Lalita, very smart, she saying that, see, we will give you everything, but right now the muhurta of Purnahuti is coming in the fire sacrifice. We are already on time, but because of you wasted our time, now the yagya must be ending. And before Purnahuti, all this material should reach there. It is your father's yagya, don't you understand? So they understood. There is only one condition. Tomorrow you will come again with all the material that you brought today. Tomorrow there is no yagya, but today there is yagya, we accept. Tomorrow you come and meet us near Govardhan. So they let go. And all the gopis go and they offer their ghee and everything to Nanda Maharaj, and it is offered in the yagya and everything is fine. And they said, okay, now they have cheated us, they have harassed us, and they have almost lost our muhurta of going there. Now we will go tomorrow, but we will teach them a good lesson. So Krishna Balaram come. They thought today, we have negotiated yesterday, so today there is no fight. We will just get free butter and yogurt without any argument. So Krishna Balaram come, and the gopis are hiding, in the bushes. A long time Krishna Balaram are waiting there, they don't see any gopi. And suddenly they start talking, where the gopis have gone, how can they not keep their word? And suddenly from the bushes, all the gopis jump on the Krishna Balram. All the gopas, they catch and they arrest them, they tie them with the creepers of the forest and they start dragging them. Like Bali Maharaj was dragged by Varun Pash. Like that, each gopi was dragging each coward boy, tying them with the creepers of the forest. And they were so helpless, you know. Krishna Balram started crying, please release us, please release us. So gopi said, promise us that you will become gopis and tomorrow you will come here all the way to Govardhan to give us the yogurt and butter. So they agreed. And he said that next day Krishna became gopi, Radharani, and the coward boys became gopis, and they brought yogurt. And at Dan Nivartan Kunda, they did Dan Nivartana, that means return Dan, they did. And it is said that at Dan Nivartan Kunda, Lalita made Krishna bow down and touch Radharani's feet. And then only he was forgiven by Radharani. It's a very beautiful place in front of Maheshwari Bhavan, and Govardhan is very prominently seen there. Dan Nivartan Kunda is a place. Raghunath Das Goswami is offering his prayers that this Dan pastimes, let they be always manifest in my heart. Such sweet pastimes, you know. So, this is another place, Dan Ghati in Govardhan and Dan Nivartan Kunda. Then we come to one more place called Dan Gad in Barsana itself, where there is Dan pastimes of the different place. Now, at Dan Gad, it is said that Krishna falls at the feet of Radharani and begs for donation. What is the donation? Radharani is called as Mahadani. Radharani is designated as Mahadani because Krishna falls at her feet and says, O Radha, whoever comes to Barsana does not return empty-handed. Please give me donation of your love. Please give me Rati, Rasa Rasa, that means the melee of Ras dance and the melee of Vilasa. Rasa Rasa, Vilasa Rasa and Rati. And Krishna falls into Radharani's feet. And then he says, O Radharani, I want two kinds of donations. One, I want you to remove your veil, Ghungat Hatalo, and give me Dan of your Darshan, of your lotus face. Second Dan is Rati Dan, Ras Dan and Vilas Dan. So gopis say, stealing others' property is the greatest sin. Then Krishna falls down to the feet of Radharani, and Radharani, it is said that she is the source of all rasa, all the mellow of devotion, all the mahabhav, rati, prem, sneha, anurag, rag, anurag, man, and mahabhav, bhav and mahabhav. All these eight things are included in Radharani, and they originate in Radharani. So Krishna is begging for those eight forms of love comprising of Mahabhav, and Radharani is offering that Dan to Krishna, and then Krishna, after that, he becomes Rasaraj. After borrowing that wealth from Radharani in Dan, in Sattva Guna, by begging, then he becomes Rasaraj. But his being Rasaraj is dependent on Radharani's Dan. So Radharani is the queen of Rasa, Raseshwari, also Raseshwari. So let us chant one beautiful verse, offering our pranams to Dangad. Please, Danaveshadharayaiva, Danaveshadharayaiva, Dadhi Upasya Abhilashine, Dadhi Upasya Abhilashine, Radha Nirbhatsitayaiva, Radha Nirbhatsitayaiva, Krishnaya Satatam Namaha. Krishnaya Satatam Namaha. What is the meaning? He is constantly chastised by Radha at this place. Radha, Lalita, other gopis are constantly chastising Radharani, Krishna. And Krishna is still humbly standing there, desiring the donation of milk, yogurt and the love and the rasa from Radharani. To this Krishna, who is standing very humbly over there, begging and falling at the feet of Radharani, to that Krishna, Satatam Namaha, I constantly offer my pranams. Now, at that place, one more beautiful pastime took place. Dhangad, Radharani and Krishna and Gopis were performing pastimes. At that time, one Brahmin came there. And this Brahmin had three daughters. And Brahmin was very poor. And he was crying. So Krishna said, what happened to you? So Brahmin said, I have got three daughters. I don't have any money to marry them. Please donate something to me. He's asking Dhan from Krishna. And Krishna said, I don't have anything. So please donate something to me. Please, your son of Nanda Maharaj, give something to me. Sir, I don't have anything. I myself keep asking everything from Radharani and Gopis. But Brahmin is really crying piteously. He's saying, please give me something. Are you hearing everybody? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I ask this question because some of you are looking at your mobiles and communicating something else to somebody. When Krishna is falling at the feet of Radharani at Dhangad, how can you look at your mobile? It is insult for Krishna. So then Krishna thought for a while, Hare, I must give something to him. Something I must give him. So he started thinking, what do I have? What is my possessions? Suddenly remembered, I have one possession, that is Radharani. She is my treasured possession. I will offer my greatest wealth to this Brahmin. So he said, oh dear Brahmin, this is Radharani, my property. I offer her to you. So the Brahmin started crying louder than before. He said, oh Krishna, I have three, now I've got four. How will I marry four friends? So then Krishna felt very pitiable for the Brahmin. He told Radharani and Gopis that now what we will do is we will put a balance and we'll put Radharani on one side of the balance. And you all Gopis, you have so many ornaments on your body. Please remove all the ornaments and put on the other side of the balance. And we will weigh Radharani with the ornaments, and that much ornaments we'll give this Brahmin as donation so that he can get his daughters married. So then what happened? Radharani was sitting on one side of the balance, and Gopis were removing every single smallest ornament, and still it was not being balanced by all the ornaments. Radharani was not being balanced. So what to do? Radharani is down, Radha's balance is up. So then one Gopi came and offered one tulsi leaf on that, and immediately it was equalized. And then all the ornaments were given to the Brahmin, and the Brahmin, they were very happy. Now in Dhangad, there is a very special thing is there. If you go to see Darshan, it is called Radha Dhan Bihari. But Radha Dhan Bihari means Radharani is Krishna and Krishna is Radharani. Why is that? Because Sakrikor Lila is connected with this Lila. Sakrikor mein Radharani became Krishna one day and Krishna became Radharani one day. So that darshan of that Leela is there in Dhangad. So Dhan Bihari actually is Radharani. That's why they wear Mangalsutra on Radharani's neck. And Krishna is, Radharani is Krishna. So they give you also a stick and pot in the hand. So it's a very unique bhav. And they also, in Dhan Leela, there is Ras Mandal there. And also there is Jula there. And beautiful pastimes. So with this we end our Dhan pastimes and we go to Kusum Sarovar Sanji Leela pastime. Okay. So now, when the Pitru Paksha starts, Bhadrapad Purnima to Bhadrapad Amavasya, this is supposed to be Pitru Paksha. Everybody knows in India. Abroad nobody knows. So everybody knows in India. This is a very important Paksha, where everybody is offering Shraddha to their ancestors who are gone, bygone people. They offer their respects and oblations and Shraddha Pindala and everything. But Braj Bhumi is such that there is nothing inauspicious in the Braj. At the very time of Bhadrapad Purnima to Bhadrapad Amavasya in Pitru Paksha, they celebrate Sanji Utsav. And Sanji Utsav is a very specific Utsav. There is one form of Parvati which is called as Sanji Devi. The Sanji Devi is worshipped by all the young girls who are unmarried. And how do they worship Sanji Devi? Every afternoon they start preparation. Every morning they go to the forest. Listen very carefully. Every morning they go to the forest and they pick up flowers. Come back by afternoon and they start preparing Sanji. The Sanji means they collect cow dung and they make decorations of cow dung. Sometimes they make the form of devi or some other decorations. On the layer of cow dung which they have decorated beautifully, they will start offering flowers very beautifully. And after decoration of flowers, in the evening time, which is something like Sandhya Aarti time, they will offer aarti to that Sanji. So that decoration is called Sanji. And they will offer worship, and all the people will come home and they will have worship. Sanji Pujan, that is called this. So all the gopis, Radharani and Vishakha, Lalita and Dhanishta, and everybody would perform Sanji Pujan during this time. And the unique nature of Sanji Pujan is, first 10 days, the Sanji is made with flowers, cow dung and flowers. And the last 5 days, that means from today onwards, today is Ekadashi, so from today onwards, next 5 days, the Sanji is made with colors only, like holy colors, no flowers are utilized. So first 10 days with flowers and next 5 days with colors. So all gopis were performing this, so every day gopis would leave in the morning to collect flowers. And there are many forests of flowers, so that day what happened? Radharani and gopis, they left and they thought, oh, there are no flowers in close by forests. So what to do? Somebody has already come and picked up the flowers. So we have to go to far off flowers. Today we'll go to Kusum forest, Kusum Vana. So they came, they thought we'll go to Kusum Vana. And the gopis were deciding to go there. That time some coward boys overheard. And they went running to Krishna and they told, Krishna, today the gopis are going to Kusum Vana to pick up flowers. We will go and trouble them there. Let us go. But Krishna was very smart. Krishna said, I have got a little fever today, you know, I am a little tired, so I will take rest today, I will take sick leave. You all can go to close by forests and do the needful of cow herd, herding the cows and everything. I will not go today. Because Krishna wanted to go and do the mischief alone today. So he knew very well, see, he knew his friends very well. If he is not with them, the cowherd boys will not take their cows far away. They will do herding of the cows nearby and they will come back. So he can go alone to far off place called Kusum Sarovar, which is in Govardhan. So the cowherd girls, Radharani, Gopi, Lalita, Vishakha, everybody went there and they were picking flowers. Now please, my dear friends, my dear devotees, please note down that when Radharani and Gopis, they pluck flowers, na, in the whole creation, there is nothing else but those flowers for them. They don't see, like Arjuna. Huh? What do you see, Arjun? He said, I see the pupil of the left eye of the bird. He didn't say, I see the tree, I see the clouds, I see the bird, I see the fruits, I see the flowers, nothing he said. He was seeing only that thing which he is supposed to be having target of. So like that, the gopis are already decided in their plan. See, today we need 5 color flowers. You pick up yellow, you pick up blue, you pick up red, you pick up green, you pick up orange color flowers. Okay? That means if Madan Manjari is told to pick up yellow flowers, Madan Manjari doesn't see anything in the world except yellow flowers. Nothing else means anything to her. Her full absorption is on yellow flowers. That's all I know in the world exists is yellow flowers. I have to go find them, pick them up and bring them home and give to the chieftain, that is Vrinda Devi. So like that, each and every gopi is fully engrossed in plucking the flowers. They don't know anything else. They are so engrossed, completely immersed in picking the flowers up. We have to learn a lot from the gopis. Whatever they do, they are fully absorbed in doing that. What we are doing, we are hearing katha, we are playing on mobile, seeing some video, sending some replies, attending some calls, moving some kitchen items, doing so many things while doing one thing. But gopis don't do that. Gopis, whenever they do service to Krishna, they are fully absorbed in that particular service, that particular day, that particular time. It may change tomorrow. Tomorrow they may have to cook something for Krishna. And they may be told to cut potato. That's all. They will only keep cutting potatoes because that is their service today. They will not see who is making what. Why not I make kheer? Why I only cut potatoes? No. Whatever is given to them, they will take it as life and soul, offer themselves fully 100% to that pastime, to that service. So with this consciousness, all the gopis are absorbed. And then one gardener comes from that side, with tying a big turban, big mustache, looking ferocious eyes, a big danda in the hand, and you know, like they have tawis on the arms, how they are, you know, village people, tough guys. He's coming with banging the bamboo on the road, so that to indicate that I am coming to announce. He's hitting the bamboo on the road, in the hand, and with that sound, some meditation of some gopis got broken. They came to the senses. Oh, Mali is coming. The gardener is coming. So some of them got alarmed. So they just started running away. And they said, Lalita, Radharani, Gopi, get up. Mali is coming. So by the time they are shouting and running also. They are not talking. They are running and talking. Come, run. So Radharani and Gopi, other Gopis took some time to come out of their meditation. And they came to the senses and Lalita, Vishakha, Tungavidya, they got released and they started running away. So Radhe, Vishbanu, Nandini, run, Mali is coming. By the time the sound of that bamboo is becoming louder and becoming closer. You can imagine, it was far before. Now it is, sound is louder and closer. So Radharani is like now tense. She is in the middle of the bush and all her Uttariya Vastra, you know, that called Chundri, is all stuck in the bush. And she's trying to release from one side, other side gets stuck. From release from this side, other side gets stuck. And in the process, the collected flowers are falling down on the ground. Some are in the cloth, some are in the ground. And all that effort of plucking those flowers is getting wasted. So she's so tense and small droplets of sweat coming on her forehead, you know, because of tension. In the meantime, the sound is coming closer and closer and closer. And by this time, Lalita, Vishakha, Tungavidya, all the close gopis also have run away. Their voices have become feeble. First, their voices were very clear and loud because they were close. Now they are far. So now what is loud is the bamboo sound and what is feeble is the sound of the gopis. And in the whole arena, there is no one but Radharani and the gardener. And the gardener comes and stands in front of her. He puts his hand on his waist. The red eyes looking, staring at Radharani. He says, why are you stealing these flowers? Is this your flower? The forest. This forest belongs to Kamadev. And I am the appointed gardener, protector, security guard of this garden. And you ladies are, I know, every day you come here and steal some beautiful flowers which are cultivated by Kamadev. And today, by the will of the providence, I have caught you. I am going to present you. I am going to arrest you and present you to Kamadev, and he will surely punish you. And when we will keep you captive, I am sure all the other thieves also will be caught. They will be brought by your power because we will arrest you. Radharani further sweats more and further flowers fall on the ground. And suddenly, the gardener smiles. Suddenly, out of the blue, gardener, after shouting at herself, smiles. And Radharani sees a flute tucked in her waist. And then Radharani, oh, it is you. Oh, I was so scared. Why you did this today? He said, he immediately removes his turban. And the peacock feather is manifest. He takes out his flute and he shows flute also. And he removes his mustache and throws away. He said, why you did this today? He said, today I wanted to meet you alone, without any gopis, without any gopas. That's why I tricked them away and I tricked gopis away. Now you and me are alone here. Tell me, what do you do every day after doing this flower plucking? He said, we go to Yamuna and we go to wash the flowers because sometimes they are not clean. So we clean the flowers and then what do you do? And Radharani says, we make garlands for you and we offer you the garlands. Said, wow, let's go to Yamuna and wash the flowers, because they already got dirty, they fell on the ground. All your hard work is on the ground. Let us go and wash them in Yamuna. So how can I walk with you? In the middle of people, they will see us, they will inform Jatila Kutila, you'll have all mess. I cannot just walk with you in public area. I just cannot come. So really, you need to wash the flowers and you cannot come? I will bring Yamuna here only. Is that all right? So, yes, Yamuna comes here, nothing like it. We don't have to walk anywhere. So then Krishna thumps his heel in the forest on the ground and digs a small hole, and he calls Yamuna. It is Avahan of Yamuna, and Yamuna Devi comes and creates a very beautiful pond there, extremely beautiful pond, large pond. And then this, the middle of the forest, the pond is created, you know. And then Radharani and Krishna wash the flowers. And then Krishna says, "I have one request to you, Radha. Can you allow me to dress up your hair and decorate your hair today?" I said, "Yeah, why not? You can do that today." So then Krishna sits at the bank of Kusum Sarovar after washing the flowers, which is Yamuna itself, you know, Yamuna herself. Krishna sits behind Radharani. Radharani sits in front of Krishna, and Krishna takes her hair in the hand, in one left hand, and right hand he takes a comb and nicely combs her hair, beautiful silken, shining, effulgent hair he combs, beautiful decorations of hair he makes, and then all the beautiful variety of colorful flowers that she has picked up, he decorates her hair that day. And that is a beautiful lila at Kusum Sarovar. Now the scene is like this. Radharani cannot even stand one moment without seeing Krishna. And now purposefully, because she has allowed him to decorate her hair, she has to show her back to him. That means her face will be in the opposite direction. She cannot see his face anymore. His lotus face, she cannot see anymore. So she says, "I want a mirror." So she takes a mirror. And usually all of us, when you all mothers decorate the hair of your daughters, you know, one plait, two plaits, whatever, the daughter is looking at herself in the mirror and says, "Mommy, not like this, not like this, don't pull, don't do this, don't do that. I want two plaits, why are you making one plait? No, I want four plaits, I want three plaits, I want five plaited, one plait." So many things are there, and they are watching herself, themselves. But Radharani is not watching herself. Radharani is watching in that mirror Krishna's lotus face decorating her hair. So constantly she is keeping the mirror in such a way that she is looking at Krishna, and in the mirror Krishna's lotus face is there. Such beautiful darshan is there. We have to understand the bhav, that life is not centered about ourselves. Generally in the material life, life is centered about me. I am the center of my life. Everything happens around me. What will happen to me? What will I like? What I don't like? What will please me? What will not please me? Is the only thought what we have. But in Krishna consciousness, in Vrindavan, what will Krishna like? What will I do? If he wants to decorate my hair, no problem. I will allow him to decorate. If he is fully pleased, I will do that. And while doing that, I am not interested in how do I look. I am only want to see how Krishna looks decorating my beautiful hair. So that is the bhav. So if you go to the temple just next to Kusum Sarovar, it is called Radha Ban Bihari Temple. And that temple is now run by us. Radha Gopinath Temple and Bhaktivedanta Hospital jointly have made a trust there. I am a trustee there, and we are running the temple for the last 7 years, because Scottish devotees were running the temple before. They all ran away because some problem was there. So now only two devotees are there. One Bhadvasi Mataji is there, who owns the temple. So we made a trust and we are running the temple. And in Radha Ban Bihari Temple, the DT was there before. Radha Ban Bihari DT. But it was stolen. It's no more available there. So what they have done is, one dark Govardhan Shila and one smaller, fairer Govardhan Shila they have procured. And the dark Govardhan Shila they decorate as Krishna. And one step down, they keep the fairer small Shila and decorate that Shila as Radharani. And Radharani, who is holding the mirror in the hand, exactly in the position from there, they put it in such a way, in such angle, that Krishna can be seen in that mirror. And Krishna is behind, Radharani has long hair, and Krishna is holding Radharani's hair with left hand, and right hand is a comb. You can see the comb also. And Radharani's hair is held by Krishna. Such a beautiful darshan it is. I will show you in the end all darshan. So this is the bhav of this place. And I told you, Kusum Sarovar is supposed to be the heart of Govardhan. Govardhan is like peacock. Peacock in ecstasy, upside down. Generally peacock has legs on the ground. Here peacock's legs are on the sky. Eyes are up, facing the sky, and belly is facing the sky. So that is called Ulta Mor. And two eyes are Radha Kund, Shyam Kund. And the heart is Kusum Sarovar. The heart is Kusum Sarovar. So this is how the Kusum Sarovar was made by Krishna. Now, how this is connected to Sanji Leela? Listen very carefully. Another pastime. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So again, Krishna tricked the coward boys. Please put the sound mute. Hare Krishna, please make your sound mute. So, Krishna tricked the coward boys and many girls came there and they were plucking flowers now. Huh? Already Kusum Sarovar is there and flowers are being plucked by the gopis and the gopis are picking the flowers and Radharani gets stuck in the bushes. And the gopis come there because gopis call, Radharani calls the gopis, come, come, I am stuck, I cannot get out of the bush. So then gopis are trying to release her from the bush, the thorns. But she is unable to release herself and they are looking for help. Suddenly one Mali comes from there and he comes with great dignity. He says, what happened? Anything problem here? Okay, yes, our mistress is stuck over here. I will release her. Immediately he releases her and he goes away. Immediately he releases Radharani and goes away. And Radharani, then they pick up the flowers and they want to take Radharani away. Are Sanji day today, we have to make Sanji, let us go. But Radharani is not moving only. Radharani just becomes so morose and so emotional. So what happened? So Lalita is asking Radharani, what happened? Why are you so morose? You have to go now. You have to go. It's getting late to make Sanji. He says, she says, I just cannot move from this place. Because that person who came to release me from the bush has stolen my heart. So that person who came to release me from the bushes has stolen my heart. I am longing to see him again. Can you please find him wherever he is? So now what to do? Our mistress is ready, not ready to come home, so they have to go and find out. So other girls say that, no, we are getting late. Our Sanji is going to get delayed, so we'll go away. So only Lalita, Vishakha and two more friends, they wait there and they want to search. And they finally find him, this Mali, who came to leave him. And then they bring Radharani to her, to him, and say, she wants to meet you. So then he says, actually, I am very angry with you. I saw you piteously stuck there, so I released you. But actually, I am very angry with you. Better to leave from this place fast because you have been stealing flowers every day from this place. I will arrest you otherwise. So they start arguing then. Who are you? What is the proof that you are the appointed soldier here? Huh? This whole place belongs to my mistress Radharani and she is the queen over here. They are asking the man, have you put any water in time? Radharani has planted all the trees over here. She has watered the plants. She has maintained the plants. What do you do? Who are you? Suddenly you come and start showing that you are the boss here. And while argument, they are also moving very fast, you know. So suddenly, Lalita sees the flute in Krishna's waist. And Lalita goes behind and pulls that flute from Krishna's waist. Vishakha goes from behind and pulls his feta down. And as soon as that happens, the peacock feather and the flute is released. And they say, you, Krishna, you're hitting us over here, acting as a gardener. Then he smiles. He says, I wanted to meet few gopis alone here. That is why I say, it's good. Your desire is very good, but we are getting late for our Sanji. But how would you go from here? What do you do otherwise? We have to wash our flowers. Okay, you can wash your flowers. And then they go and wash their flowers. Huh? 4 or 5 gopis and Lalita Devi and Radharani, they wash their flowers. And then Krishna says, today I have a desire to decorate Radharani's hair. So they allow and they assist Krishna. They give mirror to Radharani and Krishna decorates her hair. And then they say, it's become too late now. My God, today it is very late. How will we make our Sanji? We enjoyed with you, no doubt, but it is too late today. He will be late, our Muhurta will be going away. Krishna says, don't worry. You just walk very peacefully from your home. Before you will reach home, you will find your Sanji ready. So then they still running there, but Krishna, you know, disguises and just appears over there. As what? He appears as Lalita in Unchagaon. He appears as Vishakha in Anjanog. He appears as Radharani in Barsana. He appears as this and that in their own house. And very quickly and expertly he decorates the Sanji. Such a beautiful Sanji. And by the time running, Lalita Vishakha come, this Radharani, Vishakha Lalita disappear, and then original come and they see, are already ready Sanji decorated by somebody. They understand that Krishna came and decorated. And I don't need to tell you that day the Sanji at Lalita, Radha and Vishakha's house, the best Sanjis in the whole Vrindavan town because of Krishna's intervention. So don't think that Krishna only once decorated Radharani's hair at Kusum Sarovar. Every single day, with different variety of pastimes, Krishna is eternally dressing her hair at Kusum Sarovar. So, what is the mood of Krishna? Krishna wants to serve his devotee as a menial servant. Suppose some of you are asked to comb your wife's hair. I mean, you may feel, what will I do this? It's not my expertise. But suppose if it pleases your wife, in private you can do that. The way mother combs her hair of the daughter. When there is love, the beloved doesn't consider anything as below dignity or not my field or I cannot do. Nothing is thought like that. For the sake of love, the beloved is ready to do anything. That's what we have to understand. So Krishna, being supreme personality of Godhead, doesn't mind doing a job of a woman, of a Sairandri. What is Sairandri? Sairandri is supposed to be Shudra actually, from the fourth class. They are kept for dressing hair, you know, bringing so many things, doing massaging, putting oils, putting scented oils and giving bath and so many things the Sairandris are doing. So Krishna is becoming Sairandri here for the sake of her beloved Radharani, to serve her, to please her. And when Krishna, supreme personality of Godhead, decorates her hair, how beautiful she looks, how attractive she looks. That is called as Paraspar Shringar Leela. There are many places in Vrindavan where they decorate each other. One of the places is Gaivarban, where they decorate each other. That is called Paraspar Shringar Leela. And of course, a long Leela. One time Radharani decorated Krishna and she decorated Radharani. She decorated Radharani. Both of them decorated each other. And then Radharani had some desire that Krishna now should describe my beauty. Krishna had decorated her and she had decorated Krishna. And then she said, please describe my beauty. And that time the whole pastime of Maan Leela took place. He said by mistake that your face looks like moon. And all the problem began from there. He thought, I will please her by saying that your face is like moon. You know, all of you ladies here, the husband say today on Sunday morning at 12 o'clock, your face looks like moon. You will say, my dear, what do you want to eat? Tell me, what should I cook for you? But this didn't happen with Radharani. She was so upset that day. Anyway, I'll some other time tell you the full story. But this Sanji Leela is really a beautiful Leela. And there is one place called Padarvan in Vrindavan, in Barsana. There is a place called Brajeshwar Mahadev, and where Vishvanu Maharaj performed tapasya. And just beyond that is Padarvan. And just beyond that is Rabadvan. This Padarvan also is a very famous place for plucking flowers. And Radharani and Gopi would come to pluck flowers there also. So one time Krishna came there, and Radharani and Gopi had come to pluck flowers, but Krishna had come there before only. And he was playing his flute. When he played his flute, some peacocks came there. And the peacocks saw Krishna playing flute, they got enlivened, so they started dancing. Then peacocks, anyway, the first thing is Krishna played the flute. Then, hearing Krishna's flute, the clouds gathered and started making very thunderous, beautiful sound, and some Dwari Bindu, small droplets of rain were falling. Looking at them, the peacocks came. And the peacocks saw the rains falling, flute playing, started dancing. And when they started dancing, the clouds got more enlivened. They started pouring rains. And Krishna got more enlivened looking at the peacocks dancing. He started playing beautiful flute. And the flute and the peacock and the rains, everything got wet. Krishna's pitambar got wet. Krishna's cloth got wet. Everything was sticking to his cloth. The flute got wet. and the gopis are watching. Gopis are watching Krishna and they are saying, look at this fortunate flute. How fortunate she is. Although Krishna is wet, Krishna's body is wet, she is wet, but she is not giving up the lips of Krishna. And see, even though she is wet, Krishna is making such beautiful sounds through her. She is drinking the Adharamrut of Krishna, even though it is raining. How fortunate she is. So there gopis glorified Krishna's flute. There actually they come to pick the flowers up. And by the way, the next forest is called Rabadvan. Why is it called Rabadvan? Because gopis fed Rabdi to Krishna there. That is why it's called Rabadvan. When you come out, you will come near our hospital. When you come out of Rabadvan, it is just close to Barsana Eye Hospital. Hare Krishna. So, what do we learn finding a Dandila? First and foremost thing is, we do not see or hear these pastimes in the mood of entertainment. We do not hear these pastimes as our own entertainment. We hear this pastime with awe and reverence. It does give entertainment, no doubt about it. But we do not hear it to entertain ourselves. We hear it to please the Lord. We hear it with submissive oral reception. We hear it in mood of devotion, with mood of appreciation for the Lord. Because the Lord's pastimes are very sweet and filled with variety of mellows. So that all the needs of variety of rasas are fulfilled within us and within the Lord. But we should not hear these leelas in a selfish mood. I should have told you in the beginning only. Anyways, all the pastimes of the Lord are to be heard with humble submission in the heart, with humility, feeling that we are not qualified to hear such pastimes. These are very intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna and the cowherd boys and cowherd girls. So, we should feel ourselves utterly unqualified. Still we are allowed to hear this, so we should be thankful and grateful to the Lord. So that these pastimes are not achievements. These pastimes are mercy of the Lord. We don't feel ki, I have done something. That's why I am achieving these pastimes. I know these pastimes. I understand this pastime. You know, this whole pastimes are simply a causeless mercy of the Lord upon us. So on a fortune day, we get to discuss this, we get to hear this, we get to read this, we get to understand this something by some other people's mercy, we come to know about it. But we should never feel that we are qualified, I am something great, that's why I know all these things. We should never have this mood, because these are Krishna's most choicest, dearmost pastimes. And they are not achieved, they are revealed to us by Krishna, by His godlessness. Okay. So with this, I will repeat the places again for your benefit, where this Dan Lila is performed. Dan Ghati, Sankri Kor, Kehavarban, Vrindavan, Road to Govardhan, at the bank of the ponds, at the bank of Yamuna, and in the deep forest of Vrindavan Dham. And at Bansiwat also, at Bansiwat also. Now we will talk few minutes about Purushottam Mass.